Glory to God. Let me wish your neighbor happy new month. It's the month of August. Glory to God. Shake someone before you sit down. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many people enjoyed the baptism of the Holy Ghost last Sunday? Hallelujah. Praise God. It was such an awesome, awesome time. And we need to continue in that power of the Spirit. Praise God. This morning we're starting a new series titled University. Let me tell you, anybody, you're about to go to university. Whether you have gone before or it's your first time, but throughout this month, we are all going to go to what? University. Praise God. All right, so that's a series for this month. And the whole focus is for us to be able to at least study ourselves a bit. People spend so much time studying medicine, studying science, studying geography, and sometimes we never pay attention to studying ourselves. And interestingly, studying yourself is one of the most important things you need to do. Knowing yourself is one of the most important things you need to do. Knowing yourself. When you know yourself, you are able to project and plan to have a more productive life. You know, many people, I like the way somebody said it. He said, we are all self-made, but only the successful admit it. He said, we are all self-made, only the successful admit it. What does it mean? Of course, we know that God plays a part and all that, but what he's trying to say is that at the end of your life, you are the one that determines what you make of your life. But what happens is that people that are successful are able to share the testimony. But people that are not successful, they look for other excuses or reasons why their life turned out the way it did. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? We're all self-made at the end of the day. We're the one that determines what we make of our lives. Of course, God is with us and all that. So we want to look at some things. There are a whole lot of things to cover. I'm just going to try and lay foundation today. We're going to be doing this series both on Sundays and during the midweek services. So if you are the kind of person that doesn't make midweek service, this is not the kind of month to do that. In fact, that's one of the first studies to do about yourself. Find out why you don't make. Yes. Hope you are not sabotaging your own self. All right? You need to know that. So there are some tests we will even do during the midweek services. It's not something you want to miss. Just some tests to try and help you know yourself better. All right. So, we want to study ourselves. That will help us make some important decisions, make some plans, put some structures in place. You'll be amazed at how predictable you are. You'll be amazed at how just knowing yourself better will help you make better decisions. Knowing yourself better. Let's read one scripture. Let's start from there. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And verse 5, I want the ESV version, if you have it, guys. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, and verse 5. It says, examine yourselves. Hallelujah. It said, examine yourselves. So, even the Bible is encouraging us to study ourselves, to examine ourselves. It said, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. It said, do what? DJ, you didn't find it. Eh? It's coming. It's the Uber, there is traffic. Okay. Should I just read? I have it. Okay, everybody, just read your own Bible. So 2 Corinthians 13:5, it said, examine yourselves. You know, and there's a command there. Look, it means you need to check yourself out. It's important to examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. It says, test yourselves. Very important. Test yourselves. It says, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? You can put any version you have. It's okay. Put an NIV or any version you have. It says, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you? And this is going to be basically our test scripture, because we'll start with testing ourselves, but we also need to end with knowing that Christ is in us. That's what makes it complete. Okay, so test yourselves. There are a few things that determine who you are today. I'm going to run through them quickly. There are a few things that determine who you are today. What you are doing today, the kind of results you are getting, and the kind of results you will get. There are a few things that determine it. I know that as black people already, you have a challenge with studying. Black people hate to study things or to predict things. It's already a challenge. And this is black people anywhere in the world. All right? It's not just African black. Black just hates to study. Black like when things are unpredictable. So most times, even in our black churches, we like to paint God as erratic. We don't know what he's going to do. He can bless one person and not bless another person. So you will always hear things amongst black like, oh, you know, na God do am. You know, na God do am for am. Meaning that, you know, we don't know, you know, how, who he's going to do for next. God don't remember am. We paint God as erratic. And when you even ask successful people, how did you do it? What would they say? You see, which, yes, of course, God played a part. The favor of God is there. But you see, if we can't find the principles and the concepts and all that, it means we can't duplicate it. It means we can't pass that knowledge to anybody else. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. But you see, for white people mainly, they always check. And if something is working or not working, they want to know why. Because they want to either prevent it from happening again or reproduce it easily again. Somebody get what I'm saying? It's a culture with them. It's just a culture with them. I you know, and this is one of the reasons I know I'm not even black. I know I'm not black. Don't be moved by what you see. We walk by faith and not by sight. You know, so for them, naturally in their makeup, you know, and all this is part of studying yourselves. In their makeup, they are just curious. That's just how they are. You know, even when they are in the house in the night and there's noise outside. Do you see them do those things? There's noise outside. You are in the house at night. And they'll say, go and check. You don't understand. Whatever can be making noise at 1 a.m. cannot be a good thing. You call the police. You call your neighbors. You carry gun and anything to defend yourself and go under bed. But you see, their natural instinct would be to go and check. To go and check. I always watch those reality things, maybe all those crime channels or whatever. The way they behave make me laugh. I say, this can never happen to a black person. And when they go outside and they see somebody there, they will go and ask the person. You don't understand. This is not a visitor. At 1 a.m., he's not coming to greet you. He's not coming to greet you. But you see, their nature is curious. That's why. So, they like to study things, and that's why it's good for us to study ourselves in this month, to know yourself better, to know you can reproduce things, you can avoid some certain things, and you can have a more productive life. Hallelujah. So examine yourself. So there are a few things that determine who you are today. I'm going to run through them quickly, like I said. Number one is your past. Your past. Every experience you've had over the years all add up to who you are today. Everything that's happened to you. And all these things show why we are all different. Because we've all not had the same experiences. Do you understand? Part of what this month's teaching is supposed to help you also to do is to help you read people better. Because some of you are struggling because you are not good at reading people. People's skill is not negotiable. If you want to be an impactful person, you want to grow into leadership, you want to run a business, you want to even work with other people in a company, you must be able to read people. You must have people skill. You must have people intelligence, emotional intelligence. You must have that. That way, you know how to read people. You know how to listen to people. People speak differently. Some people speak directly. Some people speak in parables. You must know. You must try to understand what they are saying beyond the words. Somebody get what I'm saying? You must develop that if you want to lead successfully. For instance, I'll give you a quick one. Many people don't even know that they like to be appreciated. Do you understand? It's a natural human need. So when somebody does something for you and they say, don't mention. Mention. Somebody get what I'm saying? You might not know that now. You might not say, oh, the guy says, you know what? No, worry. Mention. Again and again and again. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Because if you don't mention truly, if you do something for you and you don't say, you just walk out, you'll be amazed at how things will move from 0 to 100 quickly. And they'll say, I will never help this guy. He's a serious fellow. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So part of what we're doing in this whole series is not just for you to study yourself. It also just generally opens your eyes a bit more so that you're more sensitive to people and you can relate. You know how to pray to people. There are places you go, you should know how to relate to people. Know how to talk to them. You should understand that some people, and this is a general rule, anybody you are meeting is never personal. Whatever they are doing to you is never personal. People bring their own misunderstanding from home. They bring their problem from home. They bring their prejudice from home. Most times it's not about you. So you just get caught in the crossfire. And if you're not careful, you will now turn somebody shooting stray bullet, turn into war. And instead of him now shooting his stray bullet continuously, he will now focus on you. It was stray bullets initially. It wasn't planned for you. He just has problem before you came. And the bullet mistakenly touched you and you turn it to personal issue. Then instead of him shooting continuously, he now targets you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. People bring their misunderstanding from home. It's social media that taught me that one. You will write something, somebody will write you on that thing that doesn't concern this thing we are. So are you with us? Is it the same thing we are discussing? So your past makes you who you are. All the things that have happened to you, your upbringing, your parents' marriage, your experiences, both good and bad, is all making up who you are. If you were abused when you were young, if you were disappointed when you were young, if you were treated in a certain way, maybe you were bullied, maybe you were the bully, all those things that have happened in your past add up to who you are today. They are, sometimes they reflect in what you're doing and in what you're saying in today, your past. All of it put together. And all of us have unique past. You know, and this is important because part of the major points of this teaching is to understand that you are very unique. Your life is so custom made. You'll be amazed at how custom made your life is. That's why there's no duplicate to you. And that's why human beings need to learn not to follow bandwagon, because everything about you is so unique. Is somebody getting this? Most of us are not living productive life because we are trying to follow what everybody is doing at the same time. And life doesn't work like that. Everything about you, from the way you were born, did anybody plan that all of us will have our children at this 3 o'clock June 3rd? Does it happen like that? You came on your own. Am I correct? Even if you are twins, most times you came separately. Very unique. Everything about you is custom made. You need to realize this. Even from the way you were created from beginning, there is no other human being like you on this earth. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Your DNA is different. You're different. You have different aspects of your fingerprint is different. There are different aspects of you that among all the how many billions of people on this earth, there's nobody that has exactly the same of those things as you. Can you imagine that level of individuality? Can you imagine that? I mean, with 8 billion people on the earth. And now, the interesting thing is that it's not just these people on the earth. With all the people that have ever been and all the people that will ever be, there is nobody that is like you and will ever be like you. That is phenomenal. There's nobody. that can ever be like you. Can you, if God wanted it to be among the crowd, he would have just done us mass production. Mass production. All of us just look alike. As in, he took his time to make you in such a unique way. There is no other person like you. This is the only you there will ever be. Forever and ever. If I were you, I would shake the person sitting next to you. This is the only person. This is the only one. Forever. Forever and ever. It's the only one. There can't be another me. You better treat me right. If I vex, I can just vex. Hallelujah. I like the way somebody put it. He said some people try to give themselves value by the things they buy and use. Maybe they enter a Mercedes-Benz and they think they now have value. He said, no. He says, the Benz that has value because I've entered it. Because if this Benz crash, we can replace it. Say, me, if I crash, there's no other me. No other one. You can't say you want to get another one. You can get another person, but he can look like me, but it's not me. He can talk like me, but it's not me. Only one. Hallelujah. Praise God. So your past, upbringing, every experience, all that added to it. Second thing is your personality. Your personality. Under that, I break it down into something we call temperaments. It's part of what we'll do on Wednesday. So some of you already know it, but we'll just still share it and do some tests and all that. Your temperaments. Scientists have said that there are four major temperament types. In fact, that's why we use the color coding we use for this series. We'll explain all this as we go on. There are four major temperament types. One of it is the sanguine. The sanguine is the guy that we use yellow to represent. The sanguine is the bubbly guy, always joyful, nice guy, loves people, handsome. I'm describing myself, hallelujah, in case you have not noticed. So for the sanguine, we use yellow to describe them because they are generally sunny people. That means they see the positive out of life. You know people like that, Abby? No matter what's happening, you can hardly see them depressed. They just see the good things out of life. They always look at life from a positive point of view. You know, they are great people to have around you. All right? If they are a pastor, they are great people to attend their church. Glory to God. All right. So sanguines are like that. Then we'll go into details. I'm just touching the basis. We'll go into this and that later. Then the red is for cholerics. Cholerics are fiery, okay? The sanguines are sunny sanguines. Cholerics are fiery cholerics. They are too passionate. They are too serious. Cholerics are work and project and results oriented. Cholerics don't know why you want to go on vacation. See, resting from what? Cholerics like work. And you see, if you understand these things, even when people are behaving or talking a certain way, you understand where they are coming from. Sometimes we are trying to take people's point of view without understanding who they are. If you talk to a choleric, he doesn't know why you want to rest. Because, and he's not faking it. He's telling you because he as a person loves work so much. He gets all his energy from work. So for him going to rest is going to be a low moment for him. But for some of you, you get inspiration when you are away from work. Somebody gets what I'm saying? So you need the rest. So if you're following a choleric, you have to be careful about things like that. Because he's describing himself and he's what he's saying is the truth for him. I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. Oh, cholerics like work. Cholerics will not be your friend if you're not successful. You need to. So see, what I'm saying is don't take it personal. Because some of you are upset. He doesn't call me again since I stopped being the manager. Yes, because cholerics see life as work. If you're not being productive, you're not succeeding, cholerics cannot be your friend. I have many choleric friends that only talk to me because I look like I'm doing so. If they just feel that I'm not meeting up to where they expect, the relationship dies a natural death. Cholerics are like that. They are not very people-oriented. They are project or task-oriented. Somebody getting this? I don't have time to go into the details of it all, because I'm just trying to lay a foundation today. The third one is green. That is the what? Melancholy? No, that's phlegmatic, sorry. The green is the phlegmatic guy. The phlegmatic guy is a very laid back guy. Phlegmatics are wonderful people. Most Nigerians are phlegmatic, in case you don't know. So that's why phlegmatic, instead of him to change something, he will adapt. You can squeeze a phlegmatic. There's no road here. He will say, can we pass here? So things, in other parts of the world, things that happen that they will revolt and change things in Nigeria will just adjust. We'll joke about it on social media and adjust. That's just it. That's a choleric. A choleric's slogan is, it's okay. Yeah? Phlegmatic, sorry, Jerry. It's okay. It's okay. It is well. He will just adjust. They are very laid back. They don't like fight. They don't like wahala. They can be stubborn, but you can't easily motivate them. They are unmotivated. They don't have 10 houses. What are you using 10 houses to do? One room. As long as I can lie down. It's okay. So, the last one. I'm just touching them. I'm not trying. I don't waste time. The last one are the melancholies. They are the blue guys. So the melancholies are wonderful people also. They are the guys that do art, do music, do things like that, poetry. They are very good with their hands. They are very good artistically, aesthetically. They are most of the people that do architecture and things like that, because they are very detailed, you know. Do you know, all these things affect how you hear music. When you listen to music, how many of you here, when you listen to music, you actually listen to the words? I'm not talking about Nigerian music. Nigerian music don't have words. I mean, Nigerian music don't have words. No, we don't have words. But I mean, if you listen to it proper, as in where people are really singing. I mean, if you, yes, now. Nigerian music don't have words now. You think they have words? It's just two lines now. It's chorus. Nigerian don't have words. So, and it's how the market is. So they don't have to waste their time writing long story. If you find there are too many words, people won't connect to the song. Just keep it simple. So, but where people really write full songs, you know, full songs. When you listen to it, how many of you here listen to the words? Can I see your hand? Or you listen to the beats? No, it's not everybody. I'm trying to tell you, because the melancholies are the people that when they hear a song, they will sing the song word for word from beginning to the end. Me? That's too much work. Am I the owner of the song? Just let the beat be right. Woo! Woo-hoo! That's all. Eh? I'll not follow you and sing stanza 1 to stanza 5 when I'm not the owner of the song. So when you see a sanguine singing songs, he mumbles many things that he didn't put in the song. When a sanguine singing, he adding his own words, because he never caught the real thing they say. But if a melancholy is singing a song, you will think he's the one that he will sing it from beginning to the end, exactly how it was said, even where they ad-lib, they know everything to the last detail, because they're generally detailed people. Okay? We'll go into all these things in details, and you'll see how it plays out in your life, and you know who you are. All these things also affect the best possible careers you should have. It determines whether you will go far in the career you are in, because your personality type determines, you know, whether it's best fitted for what you're doing. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Okay. So, I've said your past, your personality. I have to move quickly now. Number three, your problems. Your problems determine how you see life, who you are today. The challenges you are facing determines how you observe things, what you hear when things are said, determines your reaction, your problems, your present challenges. So that's why, especially for you as a Christian, even when you come to church, you must learn to be patient, because some series that we do in a month might not be targeted at you. So you must be patient and still be committed that month. And don't be selfish and say, I'm not this kind of series, you know. Like when we do Bass and Luke, some people don't think they need it. When we do finances, somebody that has money just feels, what are we doing finances again? Why are we talking about giving? Why are we talking about money? There's already money. It's a lie. Just because you have money doesn't mean some other people don't need to hear about money. I get what I'm saying? So your own problems usually determine what you respond to and how you respond. You don't know it, but it happens. When we teach about marriage, some people that feel that, I don't know, what's this marriage? I'm not interested. But somebody else is very important to him. Like this evening now, we have Love, Dating, and Marriage, our singles meeting. Some of you don't want to come. You need it. If you're a single person, make sure you're around this evening. So it's like that. So even in things like our messages, even in churches, it's targeted to the needs of the people that are in that community. So if you go to white churches abroad, their focus is very different. Most of all, we preach here will not fly with white people. Somebody get what I'm saying? Because in Africa, we have real material and physical problem. So all our messages are about how powerful God is going to do it, and all that, pray and fast, and even our prayer is targeted about God blessing us. But a lot of things we are praying for here in developed countries is not a prayer point at all. So they are not really interested in that. If you come there and preach that every day, nobody will be in the church. What they really have there is more emotional issues. So you see people that say, oh, my father left when I was young, and that's still disturbing him now. That he's somebody's father.
It's like, I just can't control it. I don't know. My dad left when I was 5. And in a,
my brother, even also our dad, they beat him. We would have been happy if he left. If he left when I'm 5, I'll be happy. Because the knock where he knocked me is still paining me now. So, boy, they have more emotional issues. So, things like psychiatry, you know, psychiatrists, therapists, they are big business there because that's their problem. And some of those therapies, not even big deal, they just want to listen to them. Say, so how does this make you feel? That's your money running, you know, because you're paying per hour. Say, I just feel left alone. I just feel angry. Say, why do you think this makes you angry? At the end of the day, are you the counselor? If you try it in Nigeria, after 3 hours, I'll pay you. Just ask me a question. My brother, you better pray and do a miracle. So it even reflects in their worship songs. So all their songs are generally about relationship. He's a good, good father. He's who you are. He's who you are. Got a love by me. He's who I am. It's relationship. I don't know. I'm sanguine. I don't know the words. So most of the songs are like, I just want to be where you are. Dwelling daily in your prayer. That's their problem. They want to be where God is. Because they already have car. They have house. What do you need again? Just to be with God is all like. If you try it in Africa, nobody buy that song. Now your hand, they do this one here. No be my power. African God must be doing something. Or else he will lose his Godship. He must be performing. So you see, all our songs are about how big God is. How strong God is. He's a big, 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 big. Strong. If he doesn't do it, he will know me today. I'm not worshiping for nothing. You better do it. If you don't do it, you will fight. Because here, our needs are real. They are chasing us every day. Some people here right now, their rent is due. So you just bring them to church and say, I just want to be where you are. I say, my God, if they kick me out, I better be where you are. I have nowhere to sleep tonight. Be where you are, how? Real problem waiting for you. School fees is due. No food to eat. Rent is due. You say, just good. No. So your problems generally affect how you react to life. So you are generally more interested when an issue, you know, affects you. Generally gets your attention when an issue affects you. If it doesn't affect you sometimes, you just feel, is it that bad? Are there really people hungry in this world? Is it that bad? It's bad, though. It's just because it's not affecting you. You don't see. Let me move quickly. Number what? The next. Number four. Another thing that affects you, who you are today, is your purpose. Your purpose, the reason why you were made. So that kind of affects everything you do, your purpose. It affects everything you do. In case you don't know, every human being was created uniquely with a certain purpose in mind. God made you with something in mind. All right, God didn't just stumble on you. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I what? Knew you. And he said, I ordained you. So there's something I made you for even before you were born. And that unique combination affects who you are today, because you generally just respond to some things. If you were made musically, when sound is not good, it affects you. You know, there are people that can't even concentrate in a service or whatever, in a concert, if the sound is not right. They can't just flow. Somebody get what I'm saying? Uniquely. If you are made to design buildings, whenever you see a building that is not well designed, it affects you. If you were made to help people, whenever you see people being maltreated or treated unjustly, it affects you. All right? So your purpose affects how you react to everything. It affects it. It happened to Moses. Moses was a deliverer. So when he saw the children of one slave being treated badly and there was nobody there, he killed the master of that slave and buried him. He was expressing his purpose. His job was to deliver those people. That's why it touched him that way. So all these things are supposed to try and help you sometimes to check what is even your purpose. What gets to you? What pains you? What excites you? They are all pointers to your purpose. And part of how life is supposed to be, is supposed to be you living out your purpose. You know, we already have a lot of things mixed up about life. We are all on a pursuit for money. Not knowing that life is not really about getting money. It's about living out your purpose. You will be happier living out your purpose. And if you do it well, you will still get money for free on top. Somebody get what I'm saying? But we have left purpose and we just want to chase money. And sometimes we get the money, but we are still not fulfilled. Somebody getting this? Okay. So your purpose affects you. If you're somebody that loves kids or you have something to do with kids, it generally touches you when you see kids. You are more drawn. You think of ways. You know, ideas come to you. Let me say this for black people. We need to start appreciating experts. You see, when somebody is an expert in something, it's a combination of about four things. A combination of his purpose, his passion, his training. Many things make him an expert. You need to consult experts or listen to experts as regards certain areas, because that's their area. Africans find that hard to do. We just want, let's just do it anyhow. There are people that know how to do it. Praise God. That is why in developed nations, white people have already found a way to know if a hurricane is coming. If there's going to be a flood, they can know months before and warn everybody and tell everybody, evacuate. Let's dig holes so that water will enter. They are making plans. Africans like surprise. Just be going and just, hey, hurricane just meet us for a road. We don't know. We like those kind of things because we don't like to pay for knowledge. We don't like paying for experts. We like just dabbling into life, you know. So, purpose. Number, what is the next one? 5. Predictable patterns. Predictable patterns. Listen, in case you don't know, you are incredibly predictable. As you get older, you will know. Some of you don't know now, but as you get older, you will know. If you are very observant, you would have even known when you were younger. There are some patterns to your life. You need to observe them. Predictable patterns. Maybe you are the kind of person that you never finish well. You are great at starting things. You are bad at finishing them. And you already have enough testimony of that in your life. So taking note of that pattern will help you plan any other thing you want to go into. Is somebody getting this? Just know it's a pattern. Some of you might be relationship-wise. You just know that when it comes to the opposite sex, you don't have sense. I'm telling you, you know that I'm a fool. Some of you know what I'm talking about. So that's why you are not laughing. Other people are laughing, but you're saying, you know, people are laughing, but you know it's true. that once a man tell me, come here. Bring your purse. What's your PIN number?
4822.
You just turn to a fool. I'm telling you that people like that, predictable patterns, and men use you like that, use you and dump you, because they all notice that you are like once it gets to love, like you don't have control. They know, so they just use you and dump you. So if you're that kind of person, you must put some structures. Go and meet people that are sensible, and tell them, look, I give you license to be involved in every of my relationship. Whenever there's a person in my life, I'll let you know and be monitoring me, because I don't have sense once it's relationship. It sounds funny, but I'm telling you, there are people that need this help. I've done this for something years, so I can tell you for free. The patterns are obvious. The person does it back to back to back. That's why some people leave one bad relationship and enter a worse relationship. And from there, go to a worse one again. They just jump back to back to back, same thing. Same person, same kind of person. Some of you, there's a pattern in your life when you make big money. From there, you will now become broker than before. Have you met people like that? Money is not good for them. It's just for them. Let them be having small money. Breakthrough is bad for them, because breakthrough leads to their breakdown. I don't even know people like that. Just make one big money. He has not even counted the money. Just come and say, give me that car too. And you see, they will be arguing and justifying their wasteful lifestyle. Oh. They'll say, we can't. This is somebody that didn't have car before. Used to trek. Now he has money. He said, we can't use one car Monday to Friday, Sunday now. There will be wear and tear on the car. It will be stressful for the Benz. So we have one car from Monday to Friday, and we have another car for weekend. And he'll be defending it. And he was trekking some days ago. He wants to buy shoes. He said, give me this shoe in the three different colors, so that when I wear red, I wear the red one. See, man must enjoy life. It's not only work and work, we'll be working. We have to eat live. This way, they have slogans. They have slogans, logos, bywords that they use regularly. All die, not die. They have words. They have slogans they use. Patterns. See, if you are like that, you're a spontaneous spender. You need to have somebody. If you're married, your wife or husband is better in money, or you have friends that have somebody that works with me. I save for him. As in, there's money I keep aside for him that he has no access to. Two of us must sign for the money to come out, and I'm not signing. Because he's frivolous by nature. There's no amount of money you want to give him that he won't bring it down. So I save for him by force. That's the only way he has money in his life, and he has worked since for how many years? If not, if I leave him to himself, he will be owing. And even with this one I'm talking about, with this heavy management by me personally, some days it will just appear that he has bought car. I'll say, how? When? So you have money I don't know about, because I'll say, because normally I should know all the money he gets so that I can take the path I'm keeping. So I said, you got money I didn't know? I thought he got money. He didn't get money. He bought the car on credit. You see, can you leave formula like this on his own and say he's just going by himself? He will never make it financially. That's not a cost. The patterns are clear. So after this buying on credit, he said, you say you want to use it for Uber. Want to tell the story, you want to jump police. I said, look, see, there are some of you should not do business. Business is not for you. Some people don't know that. Some people should not touch business. When I was talking about purpose, see, your purpose is so unique. It mustn't be like what everybody's doing, what's raining. Some of you, your purpose is to serve another person. That's your purpose. That's where your safety and longevity and success will be. If you step out on your own, you will crash. You are looking great now because you are with somebody. Aaron was looking like a star when it was Moses. The moment Moses went up and left Aaron for 2 hours, by the time they came back, a different ministry had started. They were worshiping calf. 2 hours! So for your glory is in serving another person, not in starting a business. So these things are, it's not everything you see. You just say, I want to do. No, some of you, your glory is in owning your own business because you can't work with anybody. So you must know yourself. There are predictable patterns. It's not Satan. It's not economy. Some people, it's just their patterns. Predictable behavior. You start things well, you never finish them well. And you are managing all your degrees, you've not finished anyone. All your businesses, you've not finished. You start, you're a good starter. Bad finisher. So you need to put structure in place to curb that. If not, you will start many things in your life and never finish them. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Predictable what? Patterns. They're in everybody's life. You need to watch out for your own. You have it. So these are tests you must do. You know, the Bible says examine yourself. I can't know. The Bible says nobody knows the thing of a man except the spirit of the man that is within him. So there are some things that is you that will be the best person to know it. I can't know it for you. Yes, sometimes people close to you can tell you one or two things, but you are still the best person to check yourself. Praise God. Predictable what? Patterns. This one is so powerful. I'm tempted to stay on it, but I'm just trying to not to manage my time. Predictable patterns. You are so predictable. Some of you come late to everything. Everything. Even your burial. Late. And even the days you wake up early and you say, I have a long time to prepare. What still happens that day? Still go late. Predictable patterns. So you have to put a structure in place to make sure you don't go late. If you miss setting your time wrongly, tell it be earlier than what it really is. Some people, they go late for everything. They must go late. It's just predictable patterns. Some people, they are last minute major. They can never pre-plan something for long. No, it must be last minute, one day to the time. They say, where's my exam paper? Where's my venue for the exam? That morning is when some people are checking where's my exam? Where am I writing this exam? That morning. Say, Mafoloku. Where is Mafoloku? But if you see the planners will go there early in the week to go and find the place. They will even greet the staff and say, this is where they are writing the exam this weekend. Say, these are planners. Very annoying. See, this week, the exam is here on Saturday, and this Monday, I just came to see the place, see if it's here. He will talk to all the other people and all the bus stop to make sure he can't get lost. And that day, he'll wake up very early and get there ahead, but late comer. He has not checked the venue. Is that morning saying Mafoloku? Then he will enter bus and be going the wrong direction. And somebody now say, no, there are two Mafoloku in Lagos. It's not that one. Say, he'll be running. He will get there. They've already started. And because of the rush, they say, where is your ID card? They say, I kept it here. I swear it was here. Some of you know yourself. Predictable patterns. Let me move on. Today is Thanksgiving service. Number what? 6. The people around you. The people around you. We are all created to be influenced. You just have to choose who is influencing you. We are all created to be influenced. So the people around you make up who you are. That's why you see some Nigerians live in Nigeria. They behave totally Nigerian, jump queues, throw litter on the ground. Maybe they travel. They just adjust. Because we are all products of influence. The people around you per time matters. People around you per time matter. And that's why you must consciously surround yourself with the right kind of people. If all your friends think in a certain way, you will think that way. Let me just say this. If all your friends are broke, you are with the wrong friends. If all of them are broke, at the same time you are broke, that friendship is not helping all of you. When you call your friend, say, guy, I beg, find me 5K. They say, me, I just want to call you now. Whether you go find me 2K. Tell him, my brother, we can no longer be friends. I see that we are not helping ourselves. You are not my friend again, please. I have to look for other friends. Under predictable patterns, I know some of my friends. I know their behavior. So when they ask me for money, I don't give them. I know it's predictable patterns. And I tell people, I said, his problem is not money. Giving him money is a waste of time. Do you have those kind of friends? They will swear. Say, look, this is your 5K. I go give you now. I go lie for you again. I go give you next month. But you know that they have patterns that will never let them have money. It's a pattern. Because once they have money, they will, when they go to joints, they will eat three chicken. So the lifestyle is what is not giving them money doesn't help them. Giving them money doesn't help them. So I don't do it. No matter how and they can't convince. They can start like, look, this thing, if I don't get this money now in the next 2 hours, I don't lose this deal. I say, my brother, lose the deal. Before me, I lose my own money. They're always convincing, but it's not so. It's a pattern. It's a pattern and a lifestyle. So people, surround yourself with the right people. I have to close now. Wow. And you know, the thing about people is that God always has to use people to bless you. And Satan knows that. So Satan makes people offend you. Because Satan is a pervert. So he perverts everything God makes. God has to use people to bless you. There's no other way God can bless you except by people. And Satan will make people offend you. And when people offend you, you get so offended with people that you say, in short, I'm no more interested in people. It's just between me and God. Not knowing that God cannot do anything for you without people. Satan wants to hurt your trust in people. He wants to disappoint you with so many people that you will no longer believe in people. You won't believe in marriage. You won't believe in relationships. You won't believe in friendships. He's targeting your trust level. So you will no longer connect with people. There's some of you right now, even though you talk to people, but you don't connect with people deeply anymore because you have been hurt too many times. You have been disappointed. So you don't want to connect with people. You don't want to give yourself fully again to people because you say, hey, I'm tired of people disappointing me. You need to know that it's still people God will use to heal you. It's still people God will use to heal you. It's people God will use to bless you. Hallelujah. So you need to open yourself to people. You must understand that people are broken. Most people have issues beyond you. If somebody has disappointed you, you need to know that it's not you. Don't take it personal. It's who they are. It's what they are battling on their own. Maybe they are battling integrity. They are battling faithfulness. It's not about you. I have to close now. The last one. We'll continue next week. This is just foundation. Remember, we'll continue on Wednesdays also. So don't miss Wednesday services because we're going to go into some things on Wednesdays. Lastly, another thing that affects you today is positive programming. Positive programming. So this means that now that you are born again, you begin to program yourself positively. So this affects all of us because if you are a true born again Christian and you open yourself to the Holy Spirit, He has the capacity to start helping you with that lifestyle. And when you see a Christian that has not changed, he hasn't opened himself to positive programming. And the whole Bible, what the whole Bible is a book that is supposed to program us from our natural life to a supernatural life. Supposed to program us from our ordinary life to an extraordinary life. Supposed to program us from just a mediocre life to an excellent life. That's what the whole Bible is about. So if you don't open yourself to it, if you don't allow it to program or renew your mind, you'll remain the same way. So you are a Christian, but you are still acting like somebody that's an unbeliever. You are still indulging in drunkenness, in illicit sex, in poverty, and in other things that don't look kingdom-like because you have never yielded yourself to allow God program you. And I pray for everyone today that in the course of this month, you will be positively programmed in the name of Jesus.